How to add blog posts to pages in WordPress. WordPress is a powerful tool for creating and managing websites, with one of its core features to publish blog posts. For many site owners, presenting these posts in an organized and accessible manner is key to engaging visitors. WordPress lets you put your newest articles right on the front page or in a special blog area, just how you like it. It's flexible and lets you organize your content your way. This guide will walk you through the steps to add blog posts to pages in WordPress on the homepage, a dedicated blog page, or any other page. Featuring blog posts on your site's homepage. For many websites, the homepage is visitors' first impression of the site. Displaying blog posts to pages in WordPress's homepage can keep your content fresh, improve SEO, and boost engagement. Here's how to do it. 1. Navigate to the WordPress dashboard. Log into your WordPress site. Settings Reading. From the dashboard, go to the Settings menu and select Reading. 2. Your homepage displays. In the Reading settings, you'll see the Your Homepage Displays option. Select Your Latest Posts to add your most recent blog posts on the homepage. Your homepage will now show your newest posts first. This is ideal for bloggers or news websites that prioritize fresh content. Featuring blog posts on a separate blog page. To create a classic website layout with a fixed front page and a separate area for blog posts, just follow these steps. Step 1. Creating required pages. 1. Add new pages. Go to the Pages area in your dashboard and click Add New. 2. Create two pages, title one as Home for your static front page and the other as Blog for your articles. 3. Publish the pages. Fill your home page with any desired introductory content and leave the blog page blank as it will automatically list your blog posts. Step 2. Configuring where posts are displayed. 1. Adjust reading settings. Return to Settings and click on Reading. 2. Select a static page option. Within reading settings, opt for a static page for your home page display settings. 3. Designate pages. Choose the home page as your home page and the blog page as your post page from the drop-down menus. Step 3. Adding the blog page to your site navigation. Modify site menus. Head over to Appearance and select Menus. 2. Incorporate the blog page into the menu. Locate the blog page under the list of pages and add it to your navigation menu. Position it as desired. 3. Apply changes. Don't forget to save your new menu setup. Enhancing post visibility with excerpts. To maintain a clean and user-friendly appearance on your homepage or blog page, consider showing post summaries instead of complete articles. This can be managed in two ways. More tag. While editing a post, you can insert a More tag using the button that looks like a dashed line where you want to break the article on your blog page. The content above the tag will appear as the excerpt. Excerpt field. Use the excerpt field in the post editor to write a custom summary for your post. If your theme supports it, this excerpt will be displayed on the blog page. Extending blog post visibility to other pages. Adding posts to the sidebar. Widgets are a straightforward way to add recent posts to the sidebar. Appearance, Widgets. Go to Appearance and select Recent Posts widget. Find the Recent Posts widget and drag it to your sidebar area. Configure and save. Configure the widget settings as desired, e.g., number of posts to display, and save. Embedding posts within homepage content. For a more integrated approach, you can use a block editor, Gutenberg, to add recent posts directly into your homepage content. Edit homepage, navigate to Pages, find your homepage, and click Edit. Add block. Click the plus button to add a new block and search for the latest posts block. Customize. Customize the appearance of your posts, e.g., layout, number of posts, directly within the block settings. Which method is right for you? Choosing on how to add blog posts to pages in WordPress, either on your site's front page or on a separate blog page, depends on your website's purpose and your audience's expectations. Here are some considerations to help you decide. Front page display. When to use it. Dynamic content sites. Ideal for blogs, news portals, or any site where fresh content is the main attraction. Engagement. If you aim to immediately engage visitors with the latest articles or updates. SEO benefits. Regularly updated homepages can improve search engine rankings by signaling that your site is frequently updated with new content. Considerations. The front page will consistently change with each new post, which might not be suitable for all types of websites. Important information or welcome messages might get less visibility as new posts are added. Separate blog page. When to use it? Business or portfolio sites. Perfect for sites that need a static homepage to convey a specific message or showcase products or services. Organized content. If you publish content on various topics, a dedicated blog page can help in categorizing and archiving articles. Visitor expectations. Users might expect a traditional layout where the homepage introduces your site or business with a separate section for blog content. Considerations. Requires a bit more navigation for users to reach your latest posts. Allows for a more controlled presentation of your site's primary message on the homepage. Conclusion. WordPress provides various options for showcasing blog posts on your site, whether you prefer a dynamic homepage featuring your newest articles or a distinct blog page. By following the steps outlined in this guide, you can effortlessly incorporate blog posts into pages in WordPress, elevating your site's design and user experience. Remember, the key to a successful WordPress site is not just in the content you create, but in how effectively you present it to your audience. For dynamic content-focused sites where engaging users with the latest posts is a priority, displaying posts on the front page is likely your best option. For businesses, portfolios, or multi-topic sites, having a separate blog page while maintaining a static, informative front page might serve your goals better. Reflect on your site's goals, the nature of your content, and your audience's preferences to make the best choice for your WordPress site.